good day, beautiful people. I am back on the air, and today I am titling this message, Are You Holding Yourself Back? And the reason why I came up with this is because I'm sitting here in my, I guess you could say my work area, and I have this huge vision board that I had created on Canva. And it's titled Miss G's Vision Board for 2024. And on my vision board, I'm focusing on my health, my spiritual life, relationships, my finances, self-care, just a lot of different things that I have on there. But I was sitting here doing my homework for this academy that I'm a part of called SWA, Successful Women Academy, with Valerie Burton. And one of the questions that she had for us to answer is, what's really holding you back? And that's why I titled this that, because it made me think about all the different things in that I have on my vision board that I plan on working on. One of the biggest ones that's really, really important to me is my health. I can't focus on everything else if I'm neglecting my health, because if I'm not here, how am I going to be successful in moving on to my next journey? And of course, my spiritual health is important to me as well, and it coincides together. And one of the things that I wanted to talk about is, when you set goals for yourself, you want to be consistent to make sure that you're staying on track. So I want to encourage you guys to use your Bible. I did go into the back of my good book and I looked up consistency, and there's a lot of different things in there that talks about your faith and renewing your relationship with God and different things like that. So for those of you who are working on your faith, I want to encourage you to continue to fight the good fight of faith and never give up when trials come. But in order for you to strengthen your faith and be stronger in it, it's going to take consistency. Each and every day, reading a scripture. I'm not telling you to read a book in the Bible, just a small little scripture. Read, meditate on it, and pray throughout the day. And like with me, that's also part of my goal, but also is to strengthen my faith. But also another part that's on my vision board is my health, because that's important to me. And I had to realize that it seemed like I always get to almost where I need to be. And I'm just going to be honest with you. Stay away from people that say, you shouldn't restrict yourself to eating. You should be able to eat whatever you want and just reward yourself like one day at the week. And I'm learning that the more I learn about nutrition and I talk to different doctors and healthcare specialists and personal trainers, they're the ones that's going to really give you the information that you need. Yes, you don't want to restrict yourself from saying, okay, I can't eat this or that, but you have to be smart about it. Know yourself. Like with me, I don't need to eat refined sugar. I don't need to reward myself with any cake and ice cream, because once I get a taste of it, it's almost like it's an addiction. Something that I'm trying to break. It's just like telling an alcoholic, someone who would drink consistently throughout the day, it's okay. You have been sober all week long. Go ahead and treat yourself to one drink. And they're trying to eliminate that and stop and change. I'm looking at it from an open perspective when it comes to things that people say that others shouldn't be doing. And we pay our attention to when it comes to drugs, alcohol is a drug, or being on some other type of substance, and they want you to just quit. Same thing with eating bad habits, when it comes to bad habits of eating. And this is something that I need to break. And I stopped doing that, rewarding myself to, okay, you've been consistent. Now you're going to feed yourself a slice of cake. And somebody may say, okay, this is okay for you to do it. But I know me. So know what your weaknesses are and stay consistent so that you can be on point. Because if you're consistent throughout the whole thing and you're aiming to reach a certain goal, I want to encourage you to stay consistent. Don't let anybody get in your head saying that there's no restrictions, you should be able to do this or that. Look at their life. Are they really, really following it through? Are they fit? If someone is fit and in shape, show them, have them share with you their journey. Because I've been talking to different people, learning different things. And a lot of my friends who are personal trainers have said, Margaret, you know how to work out. It's your diet. You need to get your diet together, and it's consistency. You know, so I've been watching a lot of different things and watching people, and there's different people in health clubs. I met someone, he posts something every day whenever he works out, and he encouraged you to be consistent. And I think consistency is key when it comes to any type of goal that you're working on. And with me, like I said, it's my spiritual relationship with God, being consistent there, but also getting my health in shape. And I'm seeing the results that I need to see, and I'm shutting people out. Sometimes you have to shut people out when it comes to your goals, what you're working on. That's you. That's your walk. So if there's something that you're working on, don't look to see what others are doing. Now, I am going to encourage you to educate yourself, especially if it's in an area that you're not really strong in. Utilize some resources. Talk to someone who has been successful in it. Get someone who is strong and know what they're doing, and you see their results, other than just someone who's just a naysayer and telling you some stuff that they read, but they're not even doing it themselves. And a lot of times when you get bad advice, pay attention to who you're getting it from. I'm learning a whole lot. I said I am closing doors. I had to set boundaries back to shutting my phone off at a certain time in the morning. At night, when, especially when I get off work, sometimes people have a habit of calling me for things that's not urgent, that could literally wait until I come back the next day. And I said, that is it. I'm setting boundaries. So I want you to pay attention to, are you holding yourself back, especially when it comes to goals and things that you're working on? I'm saying a lot. It's a lot of different things that I want to say, but I don't want to be on the air too long. But I want to encourage you to be consistent with whatever it is that you are working on. Don't worry about somebody else's walk. Oh, they were successful in this. You don't know what they did to get there. Because one thing I'm learning too, when I talk to someone, some people do what they call a starvation diet. Ms. G is not about to starve herself. I am going to eat, but I'm going to eat healthy. I'm going to get up. I'm going to work out. I'm going to get my rest. I love to sleep. I love to nap. I am not going to give up my sleep for nobody, anybody, unless it's an emergency and I need to be there. Other than that, if I need to sleep, I'm going to get my little tail in that bed early so that I'll be bright-eyed and bushy-tailed and able to start the next day. So I'm just sharing some things with you guys because I have been doing some soul searching lately, and I've been sitting back and I'm thinking like, oh my goodness, I know some things that I need to be working on. And I'm glad being part of SWA and being obedient to these courses, this course that I'm taking, and with this vision board, because it's right in my face. And she's right. When you see it in your face, it's a reality check. Like, now, this is your vision for 2024. What are you going to do about it? So I'm going to encourage you guys to get a vision board. Do one by hand. I didn't do those clipping things out of the newspaper or magazines, gluing it to a board. I tried a more up-to-date way. I did the digital one, and then I went to Office Max website and put it in a poster. And there's so many different sizes that you can have. I have mine going down the stairs. I have mine here in my office area, at work, as well as in my room. And I also have a vision manifesto, things that I have been manifesting, speaking them into an existence. I want you to do that with your spiritual life, whatever it is that you're working on. And remember, I can't be successful in anything without the help of the Holy Spirit and God on my side, because I can make all these plans and nothing will be fulfilled. I have to have God with me in my walk. I'm not doing this alone. But educate yourself with resources and then some. I feel like I'm just rambling. And I do apologize for such a long recording, but I want you guys to be consistent and successful in whatever goals that you have for yourself. But think about the question that I asked and the title of this message, Are You Holding Yourself Back? And if you are, I need you to sit down and write down what can you do to avoid holding yourself back so that you can be successful in the goals that you have set for yourself. And one of the main things that I have written down at capital C, consistency, is what's going to get you there, and setting those boundaries, those roadblocks, so you can stop people from coming through. Block them, honey, with your boundaries, and be nice and kind and let Jesus come out. We don't have to be rude to people because we're setting goals, and you don't have to go share your business with people either. Hey, I'm doing this or that. You could just say, hey, that's not for me, or just put yourself in do not disturb mode like I do. And if it's important, people will leave messages and call them back when you're available. Well, that's all I have. I want to thank you guys so much for listening. And again, sorry for such a long message, but I really want you guys to be consistent with your goals so that you can be successful and be a better version of yourself. And until next time, continue to pray, and I will talk to you guys another day. Take care. Bye-bye.